Okay, it's Adam's here, Scott's here, yep. Thomas Jaspers is here, and we are sitting with bated breath.
No, his name's Wes. I haven't confirmed.
We open the can of Wes. Woo! What's in the can, Wes?
Oh, two baked beans right there at the bottom.
Pube.
Pube
is the word.
It's an endangered species.
Yes.
Like the crab.
Yes. I want to know who in this room manscapes.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I had an accident with the clippers.
Should we take a photo and put it on the website?
Yes.
Let's see it first and we can be the judge.
I just want to explain first. So my housemate was out of the house. Oh, he doesn't listen to this, so it's safe. Was out of the house.
Were you using his clippers?
Oh, I forgot I'm moving in with you. So I got his clippers.
Does he use them on his face or his head? Oh, fuck. Oh,
no, he doesn't. He doesn't. He uses them on his back.
Oh,
and
I
forgot to put the little head thing on them.
Oh, no!
So I went whoop and had like a strip, so then I had to match the rest of it up. So this is about a week and a half later.
Oh, my God.
Do you want the sound of it?
Here yeah, go on.
I'm undoing my pants. Here we go.
I love.
So that's.
Oh, that's yeah. That's all right.
Yeah, but that yeah. It was a lot shorter 2 weeks ago.
So you got
to take a photo of that. We're not seeing the skin.
Yeah, I know, but they might see my gut.
I'll put my gut on there.
All right, we'll do a photo. I'll come around and do it in a sec.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So you obviously manscape then, Jaspers.
Every now and then. What I like to do is I do like you know how the they do the bush burnings every year. I let it grow until it's just and then I do some deforestation.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Wes, do you?
No,
Scotland.
But I feel like it's time to start. I do at times. Yes, I've actually let myself go a bit to the point where my boyfriend is saying, "Can you maybe just, tidy up down there a little bit?" I think it's just the rancid chicken bones and stuff that he's finding in there.
Oh my god!
Oh.
Bits of kebab and foil.
That's right.
I'm waiting for mine to get long enough so I can plait it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
So you think it does need to be tidied up?
Yeah, because it's just something I've never done.
I have never, ever in my life, even apart from when I was playing Donatella Versace in a play, have I ever had gotten rid of anything.
Right.
Oh, no, Fab had no hair in Outland.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I had to shave down for that.
See, I think it's like, for me, I'm quite hairless anyway.
So I didn't do downstairs.
Oh, no.
I'm speaking specifically about downstairs.
Specifically downstairs.
Yeah. Front and back or just front?
Well, either or.
Okay. I feel like I should shave down there because you can't actually see my cock through my pubes.
Right.
Right.
Well, once again.
It just looks like pubes and balls.
Yeah,
like, that's
just
all
because,
I've got.
Just because they've all matted together to kind of. They've formed a cocoon.
Oh. Well, the question is it something that you should do out of politeness?
I think it depends on your situation.
Right.
Do you want to see, Jasper?
Yeah, can I have a look?
Look how much.
Please.
Look
Hang on.
Wait, is it? Like, there's heaps of it.
Okay, this is just truth or dare now.
Yeah, okay, well, no, that's long, but it's not too dense.
No.
Like, it's not horridly dense. Like, you can see.
What if
what's
I go all
on.
The way down?
Just don't turn around, please.
All the way down. Oh, yeah, yep.
Oh, gosh. Well, Adam, that's an eyeful. Well done. Just so everyone knows, Adam Richard is doing quite well for himself.
Golf clap for Adam.
Really not.
Meanwhile, the pube situation, I think if you hacked into one of them, you could count the rings on it.
Yeah. And he's had a few rings on those pubes, I can tell you now.
I know they keep missing my cock.
Does this mean, by the way, if my next can of Wes is dick, everyone's just going to get their dick out?
Pretty much.
What's going to happen?
Just and then, started it.
And then the next can of Wes is going to be, give Wes money. And then,
we've
subtle,
been to that show.
Subtle form of manipulation, Wesley. I don't mind either way when it comes to kind of manscaping.
Yeah, I don't want a huge.
I don't
I've
know.
I've seen
yeah.
some pretty
there,
huge
There are
bushes,
some pretty huge.
But I don't mind some growth.
Yeah.
But if you're in the middle of it, right, you're in the middle of giving someone a blowy.
Yeah.
And then one gets in your mouth.
Then you
get
a bit
of
like,
a thing of it? Or do you just kind of subtly try and get it out?
Well,
of
the whole...
it depends. Do you mean, is it like having dinner at Nigella Lawson's house? Like, do you go, Nigella, wear a hat in the kitchen, love. Tie up that fucking ponytail. Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Like you would make a big deal of a hair in your pie.
Yes.
Do you make a big deal of a hair on your cock?
Yeah. It depends.
Wes, are you freaked out because you've started having sex with people with pubes?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, dear.
No.
Do you see why I had to have four Valiums to come in today?
Oh, sweetie. I'm not implying that you're a pedophile, just that you really like Asians.
Okay, you're making all of this. I do really like Asians because I love everyone.
You do love everyone.
But I don't, you're making that up. You're making up that I don't go for younger people.
No, you don't.
I don't go for anyone.
You don't go for people. You're just not a sexual person.
So you don't manscape?
No.
Can we have a look?
But you're saying that you want to, that you think you might need to.
I think I might need to.
Wes is quite hairless everywhere else. Right. So like that's his only hair.
Correct.
So it's probably not out of control then, I'm guessing.
Well, it's getting there. And I think I should probably do something. But I
from far away, Wes looks like a fat white Asian.
Right.
He's not even that fat.
I'm just going silent.
I'm sorry.
I discovered something, though, about pube shaving.
Mm.
A good way to do it, and it might seem weird, but I have tried it.
Mm.
If you want to go down, like razor shaving, down to nothing, do it dry with shitloads of baby powder.
What?
What do you mean?
Rather than wet shave,
look, I can't shave myself because I can't see past my
gut. Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
But no,
down
you
there.
Put heaps and heaps and heaps of baby powder on and smother, and it becomes really kind of soft and smooth, and the razor just kind of glides over that.
So what's wrong with just doing it normally?
Because
you're hacking into it.
Because you're kind of hacking it, yeah. And then it's.
Do you get like ingrowns and spanking?
Just
get clippers. Itchiness?
Just get clippers.
What about
but
scissors?
Scissors are great.
Although
you can snippy. I snipped myself.
Yeah, the angle's a bit weird with scissors.
Right.
Yeah.
I love how four of the, least, what am I talking about?
Conscious kind of
body conscious people are now talking about what it, the decorating.
But I like that we're using words like just hack into
just
it.
Just hack into it.
Yeah. Like, how do you know when you've gone too far? Like, the thing that terrifies me about any kind of manscaping at all, not that I'm ever going to do it because A, I'm lazy, and B, why start there when I'm pretty much hairy both sides
all
the way up?
Yeah.
But the itchiness.
Oh, no, that means you've gone too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just you've if you clip her, you can clip her and shorten it.
Clipper or scissors.
But if you raise her,
because I clip my hair and my head doesn't get itchy.
Exactly,
But the worst thing to do is like nair.
Oh, yeah, that's horrid. Horrendous. I do that on my back if I'm doing drag and it's itchy.
You go that far when you're doing drag.
I have a very hairy top.
Oh, really?
I get this weird little tuft at the top. Oh, God. Oh,
that's kind of hot.
No one's ever going to have sex with me. Well, luckily no one listens.
You're a bottom,
I'm both. I'm the opposite of whatever the other person is.
Right, okay.
I'm very
whatever
accommodating.
Whatever the other person is.
So you can be a blouse.
I can be a blouse.
Good.
Dear Wesbian.
Yeah.
Right. Dear Wesbian.
I'm just imagining with that tuft kind of at the back of your neck.
I've got a hairless back. I'm quite nice. I'm not that hairy a person, but I've got this weird tuft right at the top of my back. Anyway, it doesn't look good coming out of the top of Rhonda's dress.
Yeah.
So,
but it gives you something to hang on to. I'm just imagining kind of Ride 'em Cowboy. Hanging on to the mane of the horse, as it were.
It's not that wild, love. Right. It's just quite,
Okay.
Sort of a starfish kind of situation.
I think hair is hot.
Same. Yeah.
I really like hair. I don't like it to be gone. I did have sex with someone the other day who was clipped at the top, but then it was all growing down his cock. And I was like, why would you just edit up there? Like, I would edit downstairs.
Yeah, right.
I would get rid of it where it's going to end up in my mouth.
Yeah.
More than,
You know
who
you should have on for this topic?
Who?
Nath Valvo.
Oh, is he hairy?
He'd be hairy, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's one of those.
He's on.
And clippers his arms.
He
really?
Clippers his arms?
Oh, my God. Kill me for saying this.
But wouldn't it grow back thicker?
No.
Why does he clipper his arms? Is he fisting people regularly?
No, he's just conscious of looking his age and it's quite thick and Italian.
See, if I was Italian and I was,
I'm Italian.
Well, if I was hairier, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
I would so embrace that.
Yeah.
I don't mind hairy arms.
I love being hairy.
I don't mind hairy chests and backs and I don't mind a good set of pubes. I just don't want a full
hairy tongues, I draw the line.
I don't want it
to
look
like... Well,
you
shouldn't drink so much.
You just don't want it to look and feel like steel wool.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way...
Oh, you've got to condition that shit.
Yeah.
You probably don't have this yet, Jaspers, but when did hairy noses start to happen?
Oh, like, I've had a hairy nose since I was...
This has just started with me. I'm 35 and it's getting ridiculous. Like, I have to clip my nose more than my face.
I reckon I've had it since I was 22.
Right.
23. Mm.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I've got really hairy ears.
Oh. Yes. My boyfriend has really hairy ears. He's got little, like, there's a little... Like,
oh, on the top?
Yeah.
No, mine just grow out of the middle.
Oh, no, he's on the kind of the back of his ears, like, coming out of the side. Yeah. Oh, it's just, it's kind of hot. But, yes. But, yeah, I have and you know, pretty hefty nose hair.
You know, as it starts to leave upstairs, it starts to sprout out everywhere else.
Yes. Yeah. But I went to, when I was, doing the television full time, I would go and get a facial.
Well, you wouldn't need to get rid of your nose hairs then because of all the cocaine you were using.
Well, yeah, there was that. just burnt away. But no, I went and got a facial one day because, it's good for your skin if you're wearing makeup every day, as I'm sure you know, Jasper.
Yeah,
But, but I went
when you're being Rhonda. He's not being a bitch.
Yes, I know. But she kind of did she waxed like between my eyebrows and stuff. And she looked at me and said, "Now, Scotty, people don't want to see those spider's legs climbing out of your nose on TV, And so she got rid of my nostril hairs. But the way she did it was she got a little icy pole stick and just put wax on the end of it and then stuck it up my nose.
Ow.
Did it like, so I'm lying there with these two icy pole sticks with wax on them stuck up my nose. And when she pulled the first one out, I screamed so loudly that somebody knocked on the door to make sure that I was okay.
Oh.
They could hear me from like the street. God. And so she only did one at a time, and so I knew what the second one was going to feel like. It was probably the worst experience of my life.
But aren't there, like, there's little machines that you can get to...
Yes.
Got a little... It goes up my nose.
Yeah. It's really flattering that you assume that I don't have them, but I actually do have quite protruding nose hairs.
Right.
And, I can feel them
But
now.
I'm really scared of using that little vibrating... My brother bought me one for Christmas.
Right.
It's like a family joke. And I'm too scared to use it.
Why?
Because it's like a choppy thing sticking it up your nose.
Yeah, but it's only small.
I know. I know it doesn't hurt.
And it's got the cover on it.
It's a psychological thing.
I know, but I know what you mean. I'm always a bit scared.
Ex used to make fun of me of it all the time and used to wake me up by pulling on my nose hairs.
Oh, what a cunt.
So
that's an awful way to be woken up.
Oh, my God.
It's worse than someone
pulling on
your face.
And they gave him a show on ABC too. What a fucking
asshole. I didn't specify which one, but yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Do you know one of the things that I've discovered about my mustache? Is that it means I don't have to do anything about my nose hairs.
Because you can just...
Because they sort of blend.
You can't quite distinguish which are which.
Yeah, great. You don't actually have
you're looking for them now.
Yeah, I can.
You don't actually have a mustache, do you? It's just all nose hair.
It's all nose hair. I have actually no hair on my lip.
No, it's actually more that just when you talk, your face moves so much that you just can't really focus on anything.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Also, my head is so fat that hairs look, smaller.
You've actually lost weight.
I have lost a little bit of weight.
Almost a kilo.
Not quite, 30 grams.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've stopped taking gear.
You stopped taking gear in the 80s.
I know. What am I like? I'm trying to pretend like I'm all up with it.
I know.
I'm 42. If I had cocaine now, I'd have a heart attack and die.
Yes. But do you have any? No, never mind.
Thanks, Wes, for opening your can.
Yeah, I'm so glad I did.
Let's put the lid back on that. It smells.
Yeah.
Australia is home to over 20 million people, literally some of whom are poofs. Poofs are a natural part of modern life, but like firearms, if mishandled, can cause irreparable damage and steal your good champagne. This summer, stop, think, be poof aware. Scenario: you are having a conversation with a poof.
Well, we're going on holidays to Bali next week since we finished the kitchen off. Do you know Gary well? He's more of a friend of my wife's and mine, actually. But we've gotten to know each other pretty well.
Oh, my God, who are you? Do you practice being this boring?
If you're not careful, you will lose your poof's attention very quickly. Let's try that again. And this time, Scott, let's be poof aware.
Thanks, Toby. We're going on holidays to Bali next week. Lady Gaga, since we finished the kitchen off. Kylie, Danny, Ricky Lee. Do you know Gary well? Vogue. He's more a friend of my wife's than mine, but we've gone on to know each other pretty well. Madonna!
Kuda's hideous, but Lombok's pretty nice if you can get there.
Stop. Think. Be poof aware. Be poof aware. leave early or stay and exfoliate.
It is time for the Poofstery with Mother Horan.
Mother Horan.
It's just Scott and I here because apparently Toby knows everything. He doesn't need to turn up to this anymore.
That's true. Yeah. He does know.
Because normally, like, have you noticed lately, Mother Horan, in this segment, Toby's like, oh, yes, 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 and blah, 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 and then just finishes it for you like he's Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The listeners may not pick this up, but my knowing nods, my knowing condescending nods, of course you do, probably don't come across quite as well.
Actually, they do. Like, there's a kind of crackle. Yeah.
There's always, my favourite is when you give a little pause and then a yes.
Yes. But every group needs someone like that, don't they?
Every group needs a know-it-all.
Yes.
Bless.
So, bless. What have you got for us today, Mother Horan?
Ah, well, first of all,
what's in the round window?
What's in the round window? Well, first, it's words with Mother Horan. Something that you really never think of is that Chinese is the language of gays. Oh. But of course, in this new millennium, they will be.
Right.
So we've got to get up on our Chinese gay culture.
Our Chinese gay
Because basically they're about to own the world. So, you know, get on board, people.
Well, there's more of them than there are of anyone.
Yeah.
So there's
a quarter of the population of the planet.
There's just savannas and savannas of gays out there just ready to be hunted down.
Oh, yeah.
The great white hunters
that
you are.
That's right, yeah.
So here's something to help you on your way. Now, in urban Beijing, in gay clubs in Beijing, one of the slang phrases that's starting to come into use is a sort of street term from Beijing, which is originally from the Manchurian language. Of course, Manchuria, the language of gays.
Right. Manchuria.
Manchuria.
Manchuria. Now, it's all there.
Well, let's just finish the segment there. It's not going to get any better.
I made a rimming joke. We can all go home.
Okay. I'll see you at the award ceremony.
Dreadful pun.
So the Chinese, anyway, so I've always been quite interested in gay slang from around the world, but apparently in Beijing right now, where we might say something's a bit crap, a bit naff, or as the Gen Ys might say, it's a bit gay, the Chinese phrase, which is brilliant, which is actually means mediocre in the slang phrase, is mama hoo hoo.
Mama Hoo.
Mama Hoo Hoo.
Is that your drag name?
Mama Hoo Hoo.
Hi, I'm Mama Hoo Hoo.
Mama Hoo Hoo.
Mama Hoo Hoo.
So look, I'll put it into a sentence. Look at what Scott's wearing. Mama Hoo Hoo. Isn't that brilliant?
It's Chinese for what's she come as.
And I reckon it's a word we should all start using.
Oh, I want Mama Hoo Hoo in my
Mama
life.
Hoo-hoo. Mama Hoo
Hoo. And one of the interesting things about it is when you actually write it down as Chinese characters, the first two characters mean horse and the last two characters mean tiger. And basically the inference is it's not one thing or another.
Right.
It's neither a horse nor a tiger. It's all Mama Hoo Hoo.
Oh, so it's neither Arthur nor Martha.
Oh, my God.
Heaven! I love it.
Wow.
It's Wes.
So Mama Hoo Hoo.
Mama Hoo Hoo. I just
think that's brilliant.
I need Mama Hoo Hoo in my life.
I'm just writing Mama Hoo Hoo down because I'm going to drop it into conversation anytime I can.
I thought you were going to say what the Chinese characters are. The one on the left is a teapot, and the one on the right is star jumps.
Looks remarkably like YMCA
when you've written down. Yeah.
Mama Hoo Hoo.
Mama Hoo Hoo. So go forward and use that because I think it's really funny.
That's
hilarious.
It's a great drag name. That's great.
Well, thank you, Mother Horan.
Pleasure.
We'll be back next time with the Poofstery.
I'll be your topless cocktail waitress. Please spare us the sight of your sagging tits.
Talk poofy to me.
All right, it's time for Dear Talking Poofy.
Oh, I love this.
I'm so excited.
Toby, stop pretending you care.
Toby.
He's just checked out.
I don't think anyone should listen to this podcast, much less communicate
with us. This is why we've had to banish him from the Poofstery. Because he just keeps going, yes, yes, Judy Garland, I know.
Whatever.
I get it.
So this is from
Bevan.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love it when they're from Bevan because they're clearly too ashamed to own up.
Yeah.
Dear Talking Puffy.
Good start, Bevan.
Firstly, I'm a big fan of the Puffcast. I don't need to read these bits out, but I like
it. I know. Yeah, it's good.
I need the validation.
Yeah. It's one of the highlights of my week. So thank you.
Oh, bless.
You're welcome.
You lead a boring life, Bevan. Yeah,
oh, don't. Oh, it's good. Bevan says, do you have any advice for a young Puff? Why do they listen? For a young Puff on the cusp of his first proper relationship.
Oh.
So obviously he's had two hand shandies and a gobby and he's moving into things. What would you say are the best things one can do or not do, exclamation mark, to prevent it all ending catastrophically?
Run.
Then he wants to know when we're going to do more live Talking Puffy shows. And I say to you, when you pay for them.
Yep.
Is Bevan from Sydney?
I guess, yeah.
Well, then find a gay bar in Sydney who'll pay for us to do it.
So, I don't know. What do you do in a relationship?
You know what?
This
is my new thing I've learned as a 29-year-old man.
Plus
29.
Like,
I'm 29, and my favorite song when I was doing my formal was "Since You've Been Gone" by Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, yeah.
I really practiced this 29 thing. I'm really into it.
29 plus GST squared.
All right, I'm 42. Here's something I've learned in the last few years: if you say things like, and I direct this towards Toby when talking about this particular podcast. If you say things like, oh, how do I prevent it ending catastrophically? What you are doing is engineering a catastrophic end.
Yeah.
I was going to say, why are you so cautious at the outset? I hear alarm bells already.
Yeah.
I hear excessive caution.
Yes.
I also hear like the kind of young Puff's complaint of everything's got to be Disneyland straight off the bat.
It's not
Disneyland.
Relationships are built, not delivered.
Yeah.
Oh, good phrase.
Yeah, and you can buy my self-help book.
My self-help book.
Third Bottle Wisdom by Toby Sullivan.
Oh, my self-help book,
How I Keep Peter From Leaving Me.
Yes.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
That's right.
Toby Sullivan's wisdom.
You've said this a number of times, Toby, and you're not the only one. I've known a few people, and they've all been fairly Christian.
Yes.
Of one denomination or another, who say that you fall in and out of love.
Yeah, all the time.
And relationships are something that you work at. Like a job,
a
hobby, you do that you are passionate about and you care about, you go, well, I could end this now or I could just keep
work at it a bit more. Yes.
And you would, everyone would know this here. Everyone here has been in long-term relationships. Yeah.
I've been in a relationship for nearly 8 minutes once.
They are like a garden that you have to tend to. They don't just happen.
Mm.
Yes.
And they're not always good all the time.
No.
But you kind of got to wait it out.
But when you're young and you're...
Yeah, on the cusp of this relationship.
You know
first
what? I have advice. I have advice. Because I actually gave this advice to a female friend of mine.
Ah, vagina!
But she said that this advice changed her life and her whole attitude to relationships.
Was your advice hang out with barflies because you'll seem way more together in comparison?
Now I've got nothing to say. No, that my advice is the basis of any relationship is friendship.
It's very true.
You need to treat your lover as you would a friend. You can't treat them any differently.
You can't treat them as a hostile invader to your anus.
No, you can't treat them. And
Well, expect on Christmas on birthdays.
But all good long-term
relationships.
All good
my relationship.
Long-term relationships are founded on
friendship. Yeah, it's true.
And so you just need to, Bevan, treat this guy as you would a friend and afford him all of the respect and all of the, you know, the work that you put into a friendship, spending time together, all that kind of stuff. But but that's the basis of a good relationship. That's the secret to a long-term relationship staying friends.
Can I put some of my own experience into this? Yeah. When he says, what are the best things one can do or not do to prevent it all ending catastrophically? I hear you walking around on eggshells.
Yes. Very good point.
Bevan tiptoeing around a moody cunt who is, what are you doing that for?
Oh, he's sniffed the wind. Yeah. He knows he's with a volatile girl. Yeah.
He knows he's with someone he should not be with.
Well, just don't put up with their shit then.
Well, yeah, but I fucking was with that cunt for 5 years. Oh, you're talking to him. Oh,
okay, wow. yeah.
No, but it's that thing of like, you know, all right, go to IKEA on a Saturday morning and look at heterosexual couples.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I don't want that. Why are you getting that?
The most, like, you hear straight women screeching that all the time at their useless heterosexual boyfriends.
As you know, I was moving today.
Yes.
And at Preston Budget Van Rentals.
Oh.
My sympathy goes out to Scott, who was yelling at Belinda, Belinda, you've just got so much shit. It's the same thing. It's the mirror image.
If you are constantly frustrated or terrified is not a good relationship thing. You know, one of my favorite ever Britney Spears songs is
you're listening to the Poofcast if you didn't
know. Here we go.
Is sometimes, you know,
the immortal
sometimes
bard.
I run.
Yeah.
Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. Is the next lyric.
Wow.
That is not... Do not base your life on the lyrics of a Britney Spears song written in Sweden where they don't speak English for the first language.
Apart from anything else, you get hit one more time all the time.
Yeah.
No
one wants that.
No one wants to be Rihanna. No one.
Oh.
No, like, what you're setting yourself up for by...
So are you saying don't enter into this relationship? If you're hearing alarm bells this early, get out of it.
If you're terrified that it's going to end catastrophically before it starts...
It probably is.
It probably is. Because it seems like Bevan is more attracted to the idea of being in a relationship than he is to this person.
And again, we've spoken about this before. The young gays just want to shack up
lesbian about it.
Yes.
But also, if this is your first relationship, Bevan, now's the, you know, you can make mistakes.
These are the mistake-making years, girlfriend.
These are, you know, it's going to be okay. This is when you learn all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I think, look, Bevan, I think you may be on the cusp of your first proper relationship, but if you enter into it terrified of it ending...
Yeah, that way madness lies.
Yeah. And you will continue to think that every relationship is going to end badly.
There are fundamentals, right? Like, this sounds ridiculous, but don't share your bank account. Right?
Yeah,
but
share a bank account.
Maybe don't move in right away.
Don't move too fast.
Don't move towns for him. Don't do anything irrevocable, but just relax.
My last boyfriend, who I was with for 5 years and we lived together, and I insisted on paying him rent every month.
Yes. It's a very good idea.
Yeah,
I was like, I want there to be on paper the fact that I board here.
Yes.
That I am not contributing to your mortgage. That I am not.
Yeah.
Don't give him a ticket to complain.
Also,
you owe me $50,000.
At some point, there would be an argument.
But on the other hand, you know, I don't want to be able to walk out of there vengefully and go, I want half the house. I've contributed to the mortgage for 5 years. Fucking hand it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a legal position you can take.
Mm.
But I would insist on paying the rent every month. And I would also, because his previous boyfriend kept saying to him, I think you should just put my name on the title.
Do you think that?
Like, we're going to be together forever. You should just put my name on the title.
Yeah, wow.
I think you should. I should put your name on the title when you pay for half the title.
Yeah.
I don't think I should just put your name on the title.
It's not a, it's not the gas bill.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't even have any of the bills in my name. I was like, look, it's you know, everything that's in my name that's associated with this house is more evidence for me to use later on to go, oh, I want half the house.
This stuff does my head in. Like, my parents, which is, you know, the longest term relationship I can compare myself to, like, they've only got one bank account. They share everything, you know, which is a source of much friction because dad insists on buying bullshit.
Right.
And mum is like, oh, wow. Why did you spend all that money?
So, no, like, see, this is, like, because I earn a stupid amount of money for doing not much. And I would buy crazy things and he would come and goes, what have you spent your money on that for? And I'm like,
it's mine. I can do it.
Yeah.
And then he would always say, yeah, you can. You're fine. Like, I don't know why I'm getting angry. And I went, is it because you want to spend your money on those things and it's frustrating to see me doing what you want to do? And he's like, yeah, I think so.
Right.
I think that's why I get upset because I...
He can't do that.
I want to fritter away my money, but I work at a physical job for 8 hours a day for
That doesn't mean, though, that he can't ask you for money. Like, if
No, it's not that.
I ask Peter for money or Peter asks me for money, freely give it.
It doesn't
matter.
And I would pay for shit all the time. But it was more, I think it was more a case of, you know, in his head, like, you know, he would come home, see that I'd bought, you know, more Doctor Who dolls.
Right.
And let's face it, your house is full of them.
It's full of them. But he'd be like, why are you spending your money on that? And, you know, I still bought a house of my own. It's not like I was frittering away every last cent I owned.
I think it's a very wise idea. It can sometimes imply distrust, but I think it's still a great idea to keep your money separate.
You know what? Absolutely. If anyone says to you, you're doing that because you don't trust me.
They don't trust you.
Because they're not trustworthy.
Yeah.
They're saying that because they're trying to say to you, no, you shouldn't trust me. That is...
Yeah, it's yes, yes.
If you say, it's like you don't trust me, then...
Then you probably don't.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't trust someone who says it's like
if someone's
going to
pull that card, play that card, then, yeah, then, it's kind of dodgy.
Yeah.
It's kind of dirty. So, where does that leave us in terms of
Bevan and his
advice
cusp.
To Bevan?
Don't give your cunt of a boyfriend one red cent.
Yes.
Careful where you stick your cusp, love.
But just, you know.
It'll be all right, Bevan. You know what? It'll end in catastrophe or it won't. Yeah. And if you take certain sensible, practical precautions, then you'll recover from the outcome, whatever it is.
Indeed.
Or you'll send us an email in 25 years' time, because I know we'll still be doing this bullshit in 25 years. And say it worked out fine, all your prophecies are doomed.
This is my issue, Toby. This is my issue.
Yes.
He says end in catastrophe, therefore he's bringing on catastrophe.
Yeah.
You call this podcast bullshit, therefore it becomes bullshit.
Is it not bullshit?
But Adam, it is bullshit.
It is bullshit. Yeah. Oh. What are we? Are we winning awards for most futile exercise? Is there an award for that now?
Sorry, Nicki Minaj has got all of them. So I hope that hasn't helped, Bevan.
That was an edit point. Yeah, I'm just going to cut it there. Yeah.
Hey, if anyone's listening, we have terrible... We don't know how to work Google Analytics very well. So we never know exactly how many people are listening.
Yeah.
Can every individual person listening just send one email saying, I am listening, just so we know exactly how many people are listening?
Yeah, poofcast@talkingpuffy.com.au.
Tell us where you're from.
Yes,
You know what? Maybe we should have a listener survey.
Oh, my God.
A census.
How do we do this?
A poofsus.
Jump online, talkingpuffy.com.au. We may have something for you to fill in, or we may have not got around to it because we're drunk.
Yeah. I like that. I'd like to know where people are, you know, what part of the world they're in, who they are.
We've got our Canadian, we've got our Swedish.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. There are international.
And so, if you could maybe just pop in a cock shot.
And a $5 note.
Yeah, $5 note and a cock shot.
Because this French champagne doesn't buy itself.
No, it doesn't.
Like I said, I did come into some money this week.
Right.
Good day at the track, love.
How much? Fourth division.
How much is that?
It's $22.
Woo! Let's get hookers.